From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We've been profiling all kinds of people who work for themselves and learning about how they make ends meet. Today, we check in with a couple making their living on the water, the fast white water of Maine. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
That's the sound of the west branch of the Penobscot River. This section is full of Class 5 rapids, some of the toughest conditions for whitewater rafting and kayaking. Foaming white and brown water comes pounding through a narrow gorge here, down over 5 and 10 foot drop-offs on the backsides of rocks. There's a spot along here called the Bone Crusher. When you come down this river in a raft, your guide shouts out paddling orders, or sometimes just yells for you to hang on.
Keep digging, keep digging. Stop, all back hard, all back hard. All back hard.
Awesome. I've never done anything like that. It was so awesome.
Downriver a bit, 26-year-old Sarah Herzig has just ridden down a part of the river that's a natural water slide where you jump out of the boat and ride down just in your life jacket surfing the river waves.
It feels like you're kind of in a washing machine and you're not really sure what you're doing, but you just start swimming real fast. It's just unbelievable.
Herzig's here for a family vacation. She has that excited, totally awake look that you get from swimming and tumbling down a cold mountain river. Maureen McDonald founded this business, Penobscot Adventures, 5 years ago with her husband. She always loved watching people open up and enjoy the river. She worked as a raft guide during her summers in college and says she got the sense that a lot of the customers with 9-to-5 jobs weren't having as much fun at work as she was.
It's like they're in a fog. They kind of keep their head down. They work hard. But as soon as they get on the river, it's like a fog has lifted. And I decided very early on in my career that I don't ever want to be in that fog and try to make ends meet that way. I want to do it out in nature. I think you can. You know, if you can do what you love and make money at it and, you know, make a life for yourself, that's the American dream. As far as I'm concerned.
McDonald's 30 years old. Her husband Dan is 31. They both worked as river raft guides during and after college. But as they thought about settling down and having kids, they have 2 young kids now, they knew they needed to make some more money.
Basically, before I was an owner of a rafting company, I was a general manager, and I was just as high as you can get without buying your own company. So I figured we might as well give it a try.
So how much could that cost? You get a few rafts, rent a little cabin to use as an office, buy a couple of used vans and trailers to carry customers in the boats. That wouldn't be too much, but it costs a lot more because you need to buy so-called allocations. Those give you the right to bring a certain number of people down the river in rafts, and they're not cheap.
My allocations are around $190,000 to start this business.
That gives McDonald the right to bring 64 people down this river on the weekends. The state limits the number of rafters to protect the environment. The companies can buy and sell the allocations between themselves, basically like stocks, but there's a catch.
The state can take them away if you don't fill them.
So you spend $190,000 on these allocations, but
right.
If the customers don't show up, the state can take them away from you and you don't, and you just lose your money.
Yes. Yep. That's exactly how it is. If you don't fill 80% of your allocations in a 5-year period, they can take your allocations.
There is a lot of pressure. You know, you got to get these boats filled. It's a lot of money. It's a very competitive industry right now.
McDonald says 6 years ago, there were 22 rafting businesses on this river. Today, there are only 8. The bigger rafting companies have been buying up some of the smaller ones, and a lot of the less professional outfits have just gone belly up. One of the tricks to surviving, McDonald says, is finding and holding on to the good raft guides. He says most guides only last 2 or 3 seasons, and they're not very good at it.
It's good to have people that really care about what they're doing, not just people that are up here so they can pick up girls and drink a lot of booze in the summer. That's what a lot of college kids that want to go raft, you know, I'm going to go be a raft guide. That's the mentality of a lot of them. And that was probably my mentality when I got into it too. But it's definitely changed over the years.
McDonald says he'll pay a good raft guide $100 a day plus tips. A lot of McDonald's guides have been doing this, like him, for 10 years or longer. Some are teachers. One is a state legislator during the off-season. And they've learned some tricks over the years.
All right, if you want to jump out, guys, jump out.
Yeah, right. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
Guide Bobby Lindblom likes to do backflips off his raft, even if it means leaving 52-year-old Sherry Herzig and some other passengers in the boat alone.
Oh, excuse me.
Where's the guide?
We need a guide.
Maureen McDonald says most of their business this summer is coming from repeat customers, and the company's growing at 25% a year. On average, they charge $72 a person, so on a good day in midsummer with a bunch of full boats, the couple might clear $1,300, even after paying for guides, food, insurance, and fees. But then there are the days when only 5 customers show up, and they have to make their loan payments. Those have been around $4,000 a month.
Logan.
Outside their rafting office, Dan is holding the couple's 2-year-old daughter, Logan. They have a new baby now as well.
The hardest thing that I've noticed is, to be brutally honest, is to be able to pay our investors back in the winter. Because it's a seasonal business. You know, when you're making that much money so fast, you think it's going to last forever. And then come December, you're like, wait a minute, that's right, I owe this much money and it's gone, you know?
Last year, after all their costs and loan payments, the McDonald's together only made about $20,000 on the rafting business, and that's working 14-hour days, 7 days a week during the peak summer season. Dan McDonald does some carpentry in the winter. Maureen sometimes waits tables. But they just refinanced to bring their payments down, and they've already managed to pay off most of their loans. So a few years down the road, with that debt off their back, they'll probably be putting $100,000 a year in their pockets instead of 20, which is pretty good considering they're working on one of the most beautiful rivers on the East Coast.
I'm going to have my morning workout. I'm going to go pull onto this wave out here, do some surfing, throw some cartwheels, some loops. That's what I'm going to do right now.
Some people go to the gym at lunch. This is what Dan McDonald does. Wow. He paddles and noses into a river wave, cartwheeling his boat around.
You're basically flying in a little boat, you know. It's cool. I used to think skiing was the best when I was a kid. But the water's moving when you're out here. The wave's moving. You're moving. It's a great workout. Great time. Can't beat it.
After his workout, Dan throws his kayak in his nearby pickup truck and catches up with the raft trip. He's thinking about the next stage of the couple's adventure on the river. They're looking for a little piece of land to build a lodge to rent people a place to stay when they come up to go rafting and kayaking, and they're thinking about running snowmobile trips in the winter. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Awesome times. I'm going to try one more of those.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.